This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
All right, it's time for our breakfast champion, yeah.
Yes, we get into the breakfast champion. And, you know, Mr. Jones, as much as we make all the fuss around Miss South Africa, but did you know that there's a Miss South Africa disability as well? Well, today we talk to the second Miss South Africa disability, Budietse Khapola, who's joining us on the line. Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm good, Amy. Thank you very much.
We are happy to talk to you this morning, Budietse, and you are the second Miss South Africa disability, right? Congratulations.
Thank you very much, ma'am.
Yeah. So how did you actually find out about the pageant and, you know, getting to a point where you even enter? How did you get the information about that?
Okay. Hello, everyone. Hello, the listeners on the studio. My name is Queen Khapola Budietse. I am 29 years old. I'm from Maumonera, Sikine. So I saw this post on Facebook. It was early this year, at January. Then I decided to enter the competition.
Yeah. And, you know, now that you've entered the competition and you are the second Miss South Africa disability, why do you think projects like this one are important for the community of people living with disabilities?
Thank you for such question. It's very important because people lack knowledge about people living with disability, and people living with disability are being neglected at their homes. They have been abused. So this program is where it's uplifting people living with disability and showing the world that people living with disability, they can do anything by themselves. It's not to say they have to sit at home or do nothing, but they are out, they must be out there and do what they want to do.
And your year of reigning, you know, as queen, what does your year include? I mean, what are some of the things that, some of the responsibilities that you have, or some of the work that you want to do?
Some of the work that me as a queen, I want to do, I want to develop the community as like, or should I say the South Africa, because people lack knowledge. So I will be, as an advocate of disability rights and pensioners and drug and alcohol abuse, I will make sure that I will assist wherever I can. And also regarding food production, people, they must start making their own gardens in their home so that we can reduce that thing of people not having money to buy some vegetables. But if you have your own vegetables and in your own home, so that will be much better. We won't be crying all over saying our government must do this, our government must do this.
Yeah. Now, Budietse, you know, I was just telling Mr. Jones that we know about Miss South Africa and all these other pageants, and we didn't know about Miss South Africa disability. How can people celebrate Miss South Africa disability, and how can they support the movement or even learn more about it? You know, how can people go about supporting you?
It's simple. You just, nowadays we are all over the social media, so you just go there at Miss South Africa disability page on Facebook, and also also on TikTok, it's also there. You can support us in looking at our videos, pictures, and sort of. And it's also going to be next year when people must start to enter, especially people living with disability, so that they can see themselves as the next queens.
Beautiful. Thank you for coming through. You know, we wanted to just celebrate you as our breakfast champion, and we wish you all
Thank
the
you
best.
Very much.
Yeah, we wish you all the best in your reign. That was Miss, the second Miss South Africa disability, Queen Khapola Budietse.
Well, so the first one was Matilda Mamatsian.
Yes, that was the first one.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.